What is Mahamudra? The term Mahamudra is Sanskrit. Maha means great and refers to great bliss. And mudra here means non-deceptive and refers to emptiness. Okay, Mahamudra. Such a beautiful and blessed word, Mahamudra. Mahamudra can mean different things, but in this context, okay, Maha means great, okay, and refers to great bliss. And mudra means non-deceptive and refers to ultimate truth, emptiness, the lack of inherent existence. Mahamudra is the union of great bliss and emptiness. So Mahamudra is the union of the subject mind, or we could say the object possessor, great bliss, and its object, the emptiness of all phenomena. The union of these two. The union of the very subtle mind of great bliss, or clear light of bliss, and the emptiness of all phenomena. Mahamudra is the union of great bliss and emptiness. Okay, this is the real quick path to enlightenment. Okay, this union of great bliss and emptiness. Mahamudra Tantra. So interesting, right? Because the book is titled Mahamudra Tantra. So it's the title of the book. Now we're actually, so that all the instructions included within this book are called Mahamudra Tantra, but now we're learning what Mahamudra Tantra actually means. So Mahamudra means the union of great bliss and emptiness. Mahamudra Tantra is defined as a mind of fully qualified clear light that experiences great bliss and realizes emptiness directly. Because emptiness is explained in detail in Buddha's sutra teachings and is a part of Mahamudra, it's the emptiness part, it's the mudra part, okay? But so in the union of great bliss and emptiness, the emptiness, okay, the realization of emptiness, the wisdom realizing emptiness, this comes from sutra. So in sutra teachings, we meditate on emptiness. So the difference between the sutra teachings and, in this case, tantric teachings, and in particular, highest yoga tantra, is the mind with which we're meditating on emptiness. In sutra, we're meditating on emptiness with our gross mind. It means our waking mind that we're using right now. Gross mind. Gross meaning easy to recognize. In highest yoga tantra, we learn to manifest our very subtle mind of clear light, which we've learned now through, for example, developing bodhicitta motivation, generating ourself as the deity, in this case, Heruka, with one face, two arms, and so forth. Then meditating on the central channel, meditating on the indestructible drop, and then meditating on the indestructible wind and mind. And through this, we can cause our winds to enter, abide, and dissolve within our central channel. When they dissolve, we will experience eight signs of dissolution. The eighth sign is clear light, which means our very subtle mind, which has various names, okay, continually residing mind, very subtle mind, root mind. Okay. Our very subtle mind becomes manifest. A manifest very subtle mind is called clear light. It is a clear perception and an inner light, not outer light that we can see with our eye awareness. It's inner light. Its nature is wisdom, inner light of wisdom. It's a clear perception and an inner light. And its nature is great bliss.